Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's a minute past five. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a detective inspector investigating the murder of a man in Letterkenny believes there are people out there that can assist Gardaí with their inquiries. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council describes a weekend break-in at St Connell's Hospital in Letterkenny as a shocking act. Brexit could see the number of homeless people here skyrocket. According to Father Peter McVerry, a 20-foot whale has been beached on Aranmore Island. It was first seen on Saturday night off the coast of Dunloe and beached on the island this morning. And there are renewed calls for Kilmacrenan and Garda station to be manned on a 24/7 basis. All of those stories to follow, and we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly as well, that coming up at around 5:15. But first, this evening, there are traffic delays at Tullyrap, close to Lifford on the N14 Letterkenny Road this evening after a two-car collision which has closed the road for a period. Gardaí say two people have been brought to hospital with injuries which are not believed to be life-threatening. Gardaí say there is a serious oil spillage on the road which is taking some time to clear before traffic can move normally again. A detective inspector investigating the murder of a man in Letterkenny believes there are people out there that can assist Gardaí with their inquiries. The 36-year-old Polish man died from injuries he sustained at a house in Sylvan Park last week following the results of a post-mortem examination at the weekend. The investigation into the death of Sebastian Adamowicz has been upgraded to murder. Detective Inspector Pat O'Donnell says a number of people were seen leaving and returning to the house on Wednesday when the incident is believed to have happened. He's appealing to anyone who may have witnessed their movements to come forward.
We're very interested in the movements between Sylvan Park and the town itself on that day. Obviously, Sebastian and his Polish friends lived in a house in Sylvan Park and have done for a number of years. They should be well known in the area. And we were calling on people and appealing to people in the Sylvan Park and adjoining the housing estates there to come forward and assist us in relation to sightings of Sebastian and his friends. We know they went down the town on Wednesday, and they're in and out of the estate, and we're very keen to hear from anybody who heard or saw anything of concern as unusual, and that they believe may assist us. Again, we're anything, irrespective of how insignificant a person may think it is, we're interested to hear about it. Very valuable to do a timeline of their movement. We have collected a substantial amount of CCTV as we speak from business premises between Sylvan Park and the town itself. But as you pointed out, there are, with new technology, and a lot of people now, particularly taxi men, have dash cams in their cars. And I asked them to check their footage for that Wednesday. And if this, if they believe that they have covered or caught on footage, these individuals, the Polish nationals we're speaking about, Sebastian and his friends, that we'd be interested in having a look at that footage.
And that was Inspector Pat O'Donnell. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council has described weekend robbery at St Connell's Hospital in Letterkenny as a shocking act. Extensive damage has been caused to hospital buildings after windows were smashed in the occupational therapy unit, finance department and the ophthalmological eye clinic. It's also thought access was gained to a safe, but there are no details as to what, if anything, was taken. The building, which is undergoing renovations, was empty at the time of the break-in. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says it defies belief that anyone would break in to a hospital that's there to help people.
It seems that these criminals know no boundaries, between breaking into houses, churches, and now with them breaking into the local hospital. You just wonder, how low they're going to go. This is a place that's out there to help people and assist people when they're ill and not well and recovering from an illness. And to think that people would stoop so low as to break into a local hospital and try and steal stuff that's going to benefit them. It's just shocking.
The investigation is quite at an early stage at this point, but obviously you would be appealing to anyone who might have been in the vicinity in the early hours of Saturday morning to come forward.
Yeah, and we also know the hospital need to look at their security arrangements as well, and if needed, they have to increase it. It's important that we protect all of our all parts of the hospital, and especially those that maybe be unattended or not fully functioning at this time. But I'd be certainly calling on the management and inquiring as to what was the security arrangements. and can they be increased to protect not, you know, just the hospital itself, but the people who use and work in the hospital.
And that was Councillor Gerry McMonagall there. There were 34 people awaiting beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, the second most overcrowded hospital in the country today, according to the INMO. 21 people were waiting on trolleys in the emergency department. St Luke's Hospital in Letterkenny was the country's most overcrowded, with 36 people awaiting admission there. Nationally, there were 350 people waiting for inpatient beds at hospitals across the country this morning. The PSNI are appealing for information following two separate burglaries at parochial houses in Tyrone and Fermanagh. On Saturday, October 14th, between 8 and quarter to 9 p.m., a parochial house in the Trillick area was broken into. In addition, a parochial house in the Aderney area was targeted between quarter past 8 and 10 past 10 on Saturday night last, November 4th. It's understood nothing was taken in either incident. Inquiries are ongoing, with police trying to establish if the break-ins are linked. Brexit could see the number of homeless people here skyrocket, according to Father Peter McVerry. The homelessness campaigner says at the moment 30% of those homeless in this country are foreign nationals, and Father McVerry says that could get worse when the UK leaves the European Union.
If we get a lot of people, as hopefully we will, relocating, they're all going to be looking for accommodation in the private rented sector. Private rented sector can't cope at the moment. They're going to push up the rents, and they're going to squeeze out low-income households. I think that has the potential to really push the number of homeless people and the number of people sleeping rough to rocket levels.
The crew of a 19-foot boat has been brought to shore by the Arnmore lifeboat today after the engine on the vessel failed this morning. It happened just before noon, 200 metres off the island below on Mala. The lifeboat launched and towed them into anchorage just off the island. Meanwhile, a 20-foot whale has been beached on Arranmore Island. The whale was first seen on Saturday night when members of the Arranmore lifeboat were attending a Czech presentation at the Waterfront Hotel in Dunloe. They were asked to investigate when people reported there was a flock of birds diving at one spot in the water. Members of the crew recognised it as a dead whale. Today, the whale washed up at Belcreish on the eastern end of the island. Nora Flanagan is Arranmore Lifeboat's press officer.
Some of our lifeboat crew were attending the waterfront to receive the check. And in the middle of that presentation, they got a call to go and investigate just an area between Arranmore and the mainland there. Somebody local had seen a huge flock of seabirds diving and sort of congregating around a particular area in the water. So the crew went out there just to investigate it, and they found a 20-metre whale out there. Unfortunately, the whale was dead. Today, the whale is beached at a place called Belcreish in Arranmore. It's on the eastern side of the island. It's a very small sheltered cove. Huge big whale, and it's beginning to decompose, so there's quite a smell of it. And we're hoping now that the carcass will be removed.
Presumably then, people on the island are going to have to get into discussions fairly quickly with Donegal County Council with a view to either having it taken from the island or buried on the island.
I don't think it's possible to bury it on the island, but then I'm not an expert on those things. It's the cove that the whale is beached on is not even a sandy cove, it's shingle. And as we say here, Dorleen, lots of different gradings of shingle. And I would presume that it would have to be towed out to sea and buried somewhere else.
Nora Flanagan there, the press officer with Arranmore Lifeboat. There are renewed calls for the Garda station in Kilmacrenan to be manned on a 24-7 basis. It follows confirmation from Garda officials that the station doesn't have a Garda presence around the clock. Concerns had been raised by local councillor Michael McBride. Officials had previously stated the station was manned continuously, but according to today's Donegal News, they've rolled back on that claim. Councillor McBride says with a growing population in the area, the issue must be addressed.
Back a few months ago, we saw a list of the Garda stations in Donegal published, and it showed which ones were open and how many Garda were in each one of them. And Kilmacrenan was shown as one of the Garda stations that was open, and a manned Garda station. But, you know, in my experience, it's certainly not. I travel through the village many times a week, and it's very seldom that I see any Garda there. I think they're just a problem as the lack of manpower that they have in the just in the Milford area. So, you know, it's a big problem there. We have a massive population of people between Kilmacrenan and the Hinterland. At one time, we had 3 yards in Kilmacrenan and 1 in Churchill. And I think now the population has probably quadrupled. and we don't have any full-time Garda in it, so I think that's a problem.
And of course, you are renewing your calls for a full-time Garda to be stationed at that station.
Yes, I think, you know, with the N56 going through there and the volume of traffic that's coming through, I think we should have a Garda there, and I think there's a big swathe of our locality there that would need to have a Garda in it for many different reasons. I'll be talking to the superintendent, asking him if he could reconsider maybe putting a Garda back in Kilmacrenan on a full-time basis.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's Kids Midterm Sale, this week only. Gear up at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And with the time at 5:15, time for sports news, we say good evening to Washington Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with international soccer. Martin O'Neill's Republic of Ireland squad have gathered in Dublin ahead of Saturday's World Cup playoff first leg in Denmark. Washington Langan is there.
Yeah, we're just pitch side watching the squad members train. Sean Maguire, James McCarthy and Richard Keogh all ruled out of both games through injury. So Paul McShane and John O'Shea stay in the squad, as does Wolves' Matt Doherty. Remember, David Myler is suspended for the first leg in Denmark. That means that maybe someone like Eunan O'Kane or Conor Hourihan will fancy their chances of getting into the team. But Glenn Whelan, who came off the bench against the Welsh, is also there. With the Ireland squad in Dublin, I'm Oisín Langan.
Well, Denmark have injury concerns off their own. Defender Simon Kerr is to be assessed this evening after picking up an injury while playing for Sevilla against Barcelona. And Nikolai Jorgensen, scorer of two goals in the World Cup qualifying Group E, fractured his wrist at the weekend while playing for Feyenoord. Northern Ireland captain Steve Davis said he won't be thinking about personal achievements come Thursday's World Cup playoff first leg. The Southampton midfielder is due to win his 100th international cap against Switzerland in Belfast. Only Aaron Hughes and record holder Pat Jennings have more. But Davis says it won't be on his mind until next week.
It's obviously a huge landmark, but being the game that it is, I don't want anything to detract my focus, obviously, from what the aim is, and that's qualification. So it's hopefully after two games, something I can look back on and reflect on. But going into the games, it's my sole focus will be in getting the right results.
David Moyes is expected to be confirmed as the next West Ham manager in the next 24 hours after Slaven Bilic was sacked earlier today. The former Croatian boss says he has no hard feelings and that he expected to lose his job. Cork City will celebrate their League and Cup double on Lee's side this evening. The Premier Division champions capped off a remarkable season by lifting the FAI Cup at the Aviva Stadium yesterday, beating Dundalk on penalties. The Lee siders will show off their silverware on Grand Parade from 6:30 this evening. Given the departures of Seanan Maguire and Kevin O'Connor, midfielder Conor McCormick was happy to prove the doubters wrong at the weekend.
If you take three big players out of any team, you know, like obviously it's going to be different, you know, but that just shows the character of this squad and the grit and like the management staff, obviously the players that they brought in then, and you know, like his staff, so he deserves an awful lot of credit as well. And obviously, you know, people didn't give us a chance then, but look, we come out the better side of it now, and people obviously will be eating the words now.
In rugby, Kieran Treadwell is the only name missing from the Ireland squad, which gathered today ahead of the Autumn Internationals. The lock had his flight delayed, leaving South Africa after Ulster's Pro 14 victory over the Southern Kings. Joe Smith has new injury concerns ahead of the Autumn series that begins with Saturday's visit off the Springboks to the Aviva Stadium. Ireland centre Robbie Henshaw has been assessing the challenge ahead.
South Africa have stepped it up a gear in terms of how they're playing now. They're actually playing a more expansive game and a more running game. I think their edge kind of attackers are really sharp, and I know like we need to be on our toes, but specifically up front, I think is probably where it's going to be won as well. I think the physicality, the battle in the pack is going to be huge.
Meanwhile, Donald O'Callaghan and Jordy Murphy have been added to the Barbarian squad for Friday's match against Tonga at Thomond Park. Munster props James Cronin and Brian Scott have also been added to the panel. In Gaelic games, Setanta will be playing in the All-Ireland Junior Hurling Championship semi-final on the third weekend of January next year. The Donegal champions sealed their place in the series against the Munster winners, followed by taking a first-ever Ulster Championship title on Sunday, beating the Maya of Derry by 3 points in Ballybuffet. Armagh native Declan Coulter starred for Setanta with 1-6 from play at McCool Park.
We're a very, very small club. We're a country club. We're hurling only. You know, when we fight for what we get. You know, we're very, very passionate. I'm new to the area. I'm new to the club. But I knew what I was getting myself in for. I knew the setup I was coming into. And I'm just delighted to be part of it.
And there's more from Declan Coulter and indeed other pieces from the victorious Atlanta squad in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. At the National Indoor Tug of War Championships in County Longford yesterday, Clonmany won a silver medal in the 720 kg category, losing out to St Pat's of Dundalk in the final, while Clonmany also won bronze in the 450 open competition. In racing, a record 6 Irish-trained horses will line up for the prestigious Melbourne Cup in Australia tomorrow morning. Willie Mullins, Aidan and Joseph O'Brien are all aiming to secure Ireland's third one in the race that stops a nation. Mullins has 3 entries, including 2015 runner-up Max Dynamite. And finally, in colleges action in the early part of the week, the LYT basketball side have a league game this evening against UCD. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock at the Letterkenny campus this evening. And then tomorrow is the first round of the Umbro Cup for the soccer team, with the LYT away in Dublin against IT Tala. And that one kicks off tomorrow afternoon at 2. That's it, Donald. Back with more at the Sports Desk tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thank you, Washing. The Taoiseach says he won't be sending anyone to the airport to stop government ministers who want to travel to North Korea. But Leo Varadkar added they wouldn't be allowed to do it as official representatives of the Irish government. Independence Alliance ministers John Halligan, Finian McGrath and Shane Ross have asked to embark on a peace-building mission to North Korea. But Leo Varadkar says if they do go, it won't be in an official capacity.
I should say, you know, there isn't going to be a government mission to North Korea, and the Minister of Foreign Affairs has been very clear on that. But I'm certainly not the keeper of any of my ministers. So if they wish to travel to North Korea, I'm not going to be sending anyone to stop them at the airport. But it certainly won't be a government mission.
A man who regularly raped his eldest daughter for 5 years and indecently assaulted another has been jailed for 10 years. Gerry O'Keefe, a retired soldier from Yall in County Cork, admitted abusing the girls in the family home on various dates in the 1980s. In their victim impact statements, his daughters said they felt they'd no one to turn to at the time and have been left traumatised by what happened. Outside court this afternoon, his eldest daughter Amy said watching her father being taken away was bittersweet.
It's a kind of happy sad because, like, 10 years sends out a good message, okay, that abuse and rape of a child is not right. And it doesn't matter how long it takes a victim to come forward, it's never too late. We're happy, but we're sad at the same time because he's still our dad. And it's almost like we're going to be in mourning for him now.
The Ornalay Beach Lifeguard Unit at Port Stewart on the Causeway Coast has been completely covered with graffiti in an incident which is thought to have happened last night. Signage belonging to the National Trust and Causeway and Lens District Council was also impaired. The Ornalay Lifeguard Supervisor, Carl O'Neill, says it's the worst damage he's seen to Ornalay property and shows a complete disregard for the organisation's work.
In the past, we have had some vandalism on huts, but not to this extent to which they've pretty much covered every wall that's visible on the lifeguard unit, that there's not a pretty much patch of white that's been left clear. Since 2011 is probably the worst case in terms of graffiti.
In terms of the repair, it's going to take a couple of weeks to do. It's going to cost a bit of money, and that's money that otherwise would be used in actually providing services.
This is the most frustrating thing about it, is they only depend completely on people donating money to us, you know, and we're very thankful for that. But when money needs to be spent on such things as this, which is so unnecessary, where it could be used for saving lives at sea, updating equipment and the likes, because of the nature of the area, those are protected dunes as well, so we are predicting that it's not going to be just a simple case of tech solvents to them, because it's a protected area. Might have to go a wee bit more in depth of that, which means it could cost potentially more money.
And the reality too, that the Ornalay and Port Stewart runs both the beach lifeguard and also the coastal lifeboat service as well, and that's the coastal lifeboat service that serves the coast of Derry and also serves the coast of Donegal as backup as well.
Well, yes, the volunteers at the lifeboat stations and the likes, it all comes out of the same pot. So, like I said, money that's going into cleaning up this mindless act really could have been put to better use.
And that was Carl O'Neill of the RNLI. Looking at the weather forecast, staying cloudy and breezy with persistent and occasional heavy rain developing in western areas, mostly dry elsewhere for a time. Rain will gradually spread to all areas, however, tonight with some persistent and locally heavy falls, drier and clearer conditions developing later with the odd patch of grass frost possible towards dawn. Fresh and gusty southerly winds will veer west to northwest later in the night and ease. Lowest temperatures between 2 and 5 degrees Celsius. Any remaining rain in the east will clear quickly tomorrow morning. The rest of tomorrow will be cool and bright with scattered showers. Highest temperatures 6 to 9 degrees Celsius in moderate west to southwest winds. That's Highland Radio News, looking at the closing headlines for this evening. And there are traffic delays at Tullyrap, close to Lifford on the N14, Letterkenny Road this evening. A two-car collision took place earlier. It closed the road for a period. Gardaí say two people were brought to hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. There is a serious oil spillage on the road. It'll take some time to clear before traffic moves normally again, according to Gardaí. A detective inspector investigating the murder of a man in Letterkenny last week believes there are people who can assist Gardaí with their inquiries. The 36-year-old Polish man died from injuries sustained at a house in Sylvan Park. It's believed to have happened last Wednesday. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council has described a weekend break-in at St Connell's Hospital in Letterkenny as a shocking act. Extensive damage was caused to a number of areas following the break-in. There were 34 people awaiting inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, the second highest number in the country today. And a 20-foot whale has been beached on Arran Moor. It's now hoped it'll be cleared. News again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 6th of November. The death has taken place at Woodmount Care Home Strabane of Kay Gardner, formerly of 7 Belts Park Road, Sion Mills. Funeral service in Sion Mills Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Ernie Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Focus Cancer, care of William Key Funeral Director, 1A Finnview, Ernie Road, Strabane. The sudden death has taken place of Joe McMonagall, Mount Bellew, County Galway. His remains will repose at Mount Bellew Agricultural College tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. His remains will arrive at the residence of Amanda Boyce, Ne McCormick, Cornigullion, Glendowen, Church Hill at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Columbkills Church, Glendowen at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, followed by burial in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of Charlie McClaverty, Funeral Director, Church Hill and Letterkenny. House private, please, after the rosary on Wednesday night. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of James Conaghan, Letcher, Urus, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his nephew Michael's residence at Rockstown, Urus, Clonmany. Funeral from there on Wednesday at 22:11, going to St Michael's Church, Urus, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Arthur McElhill, late of Parkview Care Home, Castle Derg, and formerly of Maharakeel, Ahiarn. Arthur's remains are reposing at the home of his brothers, 21 Derg View, Castle Derg. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castle Derg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the MS Society, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director, 50 Castle Finn Road, Castle Derg. The sudden death has occurred of Martin Melly, Rennie Letchermack Award. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Bridget's Church, Letchermack Award, with interment afterwards in the new graveyard. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. And the death has taken place of Joe McClemens, 22 St John's Place, Strabane, and formerly of Derry. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Cemetery, Murlock, Lifford. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.